This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Coming up in the news, free tacos and where the elbow meets the butt. I'll tell you about that. But first, we are code orange this morning. Well, parts of Northeast North Carolina, code orange for the air quality, for smoke particles in the air. This is crazy, though. Smoke and ash from the massive wildfires on the West Coast are actually making the way here.
Wow.
They're clouding up the sky. They've led to air quality alerts on part of the East Coast. We had a touch of this around here yesterday. Hazy skies were reported yesterday, even in Hampton Roads. Somebody texted and said that like at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it was hazy due to the smoke particles in our air. The Associated Press said the effects of the blazes were felt 2,500 miles away as the haze hung over New York City, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Strong winds are blowing the smoke east from California, Oregon, Montana, and other states on the opposite end of the country. The nation's largest wildfire is Oregon's Bootleg Fire. It grew to become half the size of Rhode Island, so that's a part of this. Oh. They are saying that one's about 30% contained at this point. Still, though, some of those particles from that fire being carried here. Just wild that it's the other side of the continent, you know?
I remember when I was a kid, you guys weren't born yet, because I'm old. Mount St. Helens in Washington erupted in Washington State. Yeah. And I remember days later, they were warning us that ash was going to fall from the sky in Connecticut. And I was like, yeah, right. And sure enough, 4 or 5 days later, there was ash from that volcano falling from the sky in Connecticut.
When they had all those massive California fires, weren't we seeing some haziness then as well?
I think so.
I feel like we were.
But if it can happen now, yeah.
But I'm telling you, there was ash.
Right, yes, of course. Yeah, it's falling ash.
Falling ash. It was just weird.
Yeah, which sounds like something out of a post-apocalyptic,
it
you know.
It was very, very
movie.
Odd.
Movie, yeah.
People were scooping it up, and they were like, I'm going to hold on to this. I'm like, why?
Well, also around here, we did get word from the governor yesterday about guidelines for masks in schools in the state come this fall. And that does follow the public hearing in Virginia Beach from a couple of nights ago, where a large group of parents were pretty clear that they don't want the kids to have to wear masks in Virginia Beach with the Delta variant spreading. Even with that, they don't want the masks. So according to News 3, the governor said that the public health order, which is set to expire on Sunday, will not be extended. That essentially gives the school divisions the ability to implement local mask policies based on community level conditions and public health recommendations. Basically what they're saying here, it's up to the school decision. The school divisions, it's your decision. You decide what you want to do. Take it however you want. Okay. So each school division will be able to make that choice.
Okay.
Yep,
awesome.
That's the plan for now. We wait for more from the school systems then. Right. Meanwhile, there are a lot of reports talking about the study released earlier this week on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Now, the original study is spreading on this. The explanation on it is now making headlines. It says, no, the COVID-19 vaccine made by Johnson & Johnson is not ineffective against the Delta variant. What happened with this is the New York Times initially published a report titled, One Dose of J&J Vaccine is ineffective against Delta, study suggests. Later that same exact day, the New York Times changed their headline to read, Johnson & Johnson vaccine may be less effective against Delta, study suggests. And it does describe a team of New York University scientists who took the blood from 10 people who had received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. They took the protective antibodies from that blood, put that in a dish, mixed it with some of the different COVID variants to see what the antibodies did.
Yeah.
And they found that the antibodies were about 7 times weaker against the Delta variant than the original strain of COVID-19.
Interesting.
But but that's not real. That's not putting it in a human body. That's in a dish.
Exactly. It sounds like hard evidence, but the study had not yet undergone peer review. And other scientists immediately pointed out that you can't necessarily extrapolate or laboratory-based studies to what happens in real life.
Right.
Because vaccines create more defenses than just those upfront antibodies.
Right. Yeah. Which makes perfect sense. But I'll even say just those two headlines, it's a vast difference between it's ineffective and maybe less effective.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
right.
A vast difference between the two.
And here's the problem, too, is, you know, if you're on the other side of this, you're going to use this for fuel and you're going to totally ignore the fact that the vaccine works against the COVID that we came to know before the Delta.
Mm-hmm.
So that still works against the other COVID.
Right.
The initial
COVID-19. And again, they don't even necessarily have the proof now that it doesn't work against the Delta variant.
Correct.
Yeah.
They don't.
It was
so,
one study with 10 samples from you know, 10 people.
A lot of people don't understand what peer review means.
No.
Like, that these things have to be verified by other places and other scientists and laboratories.
Yeah, if the New England Journal of Medicine puts their name on it, it's pretty good.
Right.
That's what you should know.
Well, Johnson & Johnson themselves released some research this month that they found antibody levels grew in strength over 8 months, like a fine wine, getting better with age. But again, that one's from Johnson & Johnson. So, you know, that's probably the company. They're going to pump themselves up, you know.
Yeah.
The report does go on to talk about getting vaccinated, saying people who have gotten the shot account for those who have not gotten the shot account for 99% of the hospitalizations and deaths from the Delta variant. And those were some of the words from President Biden yesterday as well. Well, I mean, he did have some weird words as he was discussing this. He was at a town hall. It was like a CNN town hall. He discussed how gigantically important, those were his words, it is that everyone get vaccinated. He went on to talk about why there may be some hesitation with Black Americans and how their great-grandparents were used as guinea pigs. He started to go into this and then like cut himself off, tripped over a couple of sentences, and then got onto another point where he was responding about a question about the committee that's being put together to investigate the January 6th Capitol insurrection.
Mm-hmm.
And I do have this quote from the transcript here. He said, quote, "I don't care if you think I'm Satan reincarnated. The fact is, you can't look at that television and say nothing happened on the 6th and listen to people who say this was a peaceful march."
Right. Yeah, with him tripping over the other thing, I'm kind of glad he got off of that before he went too much further.
Yeah.
Simply because I understand what he's going for. He's trying to empathize with the community, with the Black community, and he's trying to tell to reassure them. But it would be very easy to say the wrong thing in that instance.
Do you say that his hearing's going and you give him fake hearing aids and you have somebody in another room saying, "Don't talk about this. Don't stop."
That probably does happen.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he got the vaccine, so he's already got the microchip. They can.
That is true.
That was one of my favorite, I think it was David Spade bits, where it might not have been him, where he was pretending that he was in the ear of Bush, George W.
I think it was David Spade.
Yeah. And he said that he gave him the "fool me once, fool me can't get fooled again" line. And after he said it, you like see it switch back to him, and he's like, "Yes, nailed it." Like, the perfect line.
Oh, man.
Well, back here, we're getting rid of the spot where the elbow meets the butt. According to the City of Virginia Beach Public Works, Elbow Road is heavily traveled, a five-mile road connecting Chesapeake to Virginia Beach near Stumpy Lake. And they're getting ready to take the elbow out of the Elbow Road. The butt's going to remain, though. Butt station or whatever. Not changing that one up.
Oh, good.
And the City of Virginia Beach and Chesapeake are working to align the road, the curve, or the elbow, where you have to slow down to like 10 miles per hour. They say it's prone for accidents, usually people driving off the road. News 3 says, according to the City of Virginia Beach, Elbow Road ranks number 23 out of 289 road segments with the highest crash data between the years of 2017 and 2019. So the plan on this is make Elbow Road an urban-style roadway. They're going to widen it to four lanes, get rid of the steep ditches, tight curves, and leave little room for drivers to have errors.
It's a good move.
Yep.
Fix all of that.
Renaming the whole thing. It's going to go from lower back to butt to taint to leg road.
And then all the way back up again.
Yes, of course, the way to Head Street.
So the plan is to straighten the road, install the bridge through the wetlands near the neighborhoods, and improve safety, they say, by the year 2024.
Yeah, if you're driving that road and you don't know it's coming, it catches you.
Did you say by 2024?
Yep, when we have legal weed sales.
So it's going to take 3 years of traffic being reduced and slowed down because of construction.
Yes, but they're making it four lanes.
Well, they are, but you know how long that takes? They're not just going to open the lanes
all of a sudden.
Yeah,
it's going to take 3 years, apparently.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, that's cool, but I always dread that, like, oh, the time frame coming up where we're just going to have to deal with it being under construction. Yay.
The only thing that makes me sad about it is I do love driving in that area, like the Pungo-type areas as a whole, because it's like not a lot of buildings out there. There's a lot of trees, and, I mean, it is kind of that scary road where if something happened and you were on the side of the road, you'd be all alone.
Yeah,
especially
it'd be
if
bad.
It was night.
It'd be really bad.
Shelly really enjoys the butts station.
I do. I do. I like the driving out in the open country kind of thing.
There's nothing like careening around the corner right onto the butt station road.
That's right.
I've had many a good time out there.
Hey, we get free Taco Bell today, despite the reports of shortages. Newsweek says, according to a banner alert that was seen on the Taco Bell website, the fast food giant is currently experiencing a national ingredient shortage. Quote, "Sorry if we can't feed your current crave due to national national ingredient shortages and delivery delays, we may be out of some items. Now, it's unclear what they're limiting due to the shortage. They didn't respond to any requests for comments on that. According to the website Eat This, Not That, customers have reported shortages in chicken in some places, beef in others, hot sauce in some, and in other specialty items like the naked chicken chalupa. But it's been different all over. The statement to CBS News, Taco Bell attributed the shortages to transportation delays happening throughout most of the industry. But we are good to go today for the Doritos Locos Tacos. Taco Bell's handing out the free tacos thanks to the Milwaukee Bucks comeback in Game 6 of the NBA Finals against the Phoenix Suns. That time I sounded like I knew what I was talking about, right?
You sounded like you knew what you were talking about last time.
Taco Bell did a comeback promo. They promised to give out free tacos if either team won a game after trailing at halftime, which happened on Tuesday. So now anyone can walk in and snag a free taco today.
That's right. They
are pushing the Flamin' Hot Doritos Locos Tacos that just hit their menu again.
Okay.
So that's the one that they keep saying in like all the ads about this.
Right.
But you don't have to go that route. If you go in, walk into the store, you could choose a free crunchy, soft, or Doritos Locos Taco.
Okay, so you got options if it's not your thing.
It's just if you order online, you have to get the Flamin' Hot version.
Okay, gotcha. Fair enough. That makes sense.
And it can't be delivery. You have to go pick it up. They have a lot of rules to this.
This is all thanks to the MVP of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Who was that, Shelly?
Giannis, man.
Yes, you're right. Yes!
Like you're on a first name, best friends.
You got it.
The Greek freak.
Yes. Yeah. He's Nigerian, but yes.
But he's from Greece.
Yes.
You can snag a free taco all day while supplies last, but you know, you might want to go early because that could be the issue with limited stuff and all the shortages and everything.
Well, you know what? Let me correct myself. I believe he was born in Greece.
I think he was. His parents are Nigerian.
His parents are Nigerian. Yeah.
Okay.
Don't need the angry text.
You need to sound email. Like you know what you're talking about.
I'm done with the emails. I'm not even looking at them anymore. It's just the one guy.
So this brings us to the study that just came out that found men emit a lot more greenhouse gases than women do each year.
Yep.
And I know we're immature, but we're expecting farts to be the main cause. But the study didn't even factor farts in at all.
What?
Researchers in Sweden looked at how much CO2, methane, and other gases the average person is responsible for. And they say men cause 16% more greenhouse gas overall, mainly because guys tend to drive more and use more gasoline.
Hang on. Okay, what? I'm sorry. You were saying?
No, it's driving.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That
not
too.
Farts.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like at a certain point, if they had some kind of thing where they could look at us through a scope and see a cloud of CO2 around us and methane and the whole nine yards, I'd be willing to bet you guys are just in a haze of that all the time.
They did also find that flying, though, has a huge effect. In general, about a third of the emissions the average person is responsible for each year comes from vacations and traveling.
Hmm.
Which brings us to this dude in Indonesia who was COVID-19 positive.
Oh, no.
Yet he disguised himself as his virus-free wife and got on a commercial flight in the country.
Oh, my gosh.
The dude, identified only as DW, allegedly wore a scarf covering his face. He flashed his better half's identification card. He got on the CityLink flight from Jakarta to Ternate. The man allegedly also showed officials his spouse's negative tests while claiming to be her. The traveler was foiled midair when a flight attendant saw him enter a bathroom wearing the veil and then leave in men's clothing.
Oh. I thought maybe they caught him standing up at the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like, to go to the bathroom.
Hey, wait a minute. The officer on the plane quickly tested the man for COVID-19 and put personal protective gear on him after the test came back positive. The traveler was forced to evacuate, then taken by ambulance to his home to self-isolate. Local police said that they will prosecute DW after the isolation period, but we're not getting near him for the next 14 days.
This is mid-flight that they caught him?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like, right?
I tell you what, brother, you snuck on that flight knowing you tested positive for COVID-19. You're getting out here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. See you later.
Bye.
Peace out. Yeah. Indonesia, by the way, has become a hotspot for coronavirus infections in recent weeks.
A real bummer.
Yeah, well, stuff like this will do it.
Yeah, no kidding.
Meanwhile, life expectancy in the United States fell by 1.5 years in 2020. It is now at an average of 77.3 years. That is the lowest level since the year 2003, that according to the CDC. Deaths from COVID-19 did largely contribute to the drop, accounting for 73.8% of the decline. In 2019, the average life expectancy was 78.8 years. This is the largest one-year decline since World War II, when life expectancy fell by about almost 3 years, 2.9 years.
Because of all those kids that went to war and died.
Yeah,
that's just sad.
Life expectancy has been increasing gradually every year for the past several decades, according to the CDC. The decline between 2019 and 2020 was so large that it took us back to the levels we were at in 2003, sort of like we lost a decade. More than 3.3 million Americans died in 2020, far more than any other year in U.S. history.
Well, yeah,
the CDC.
Over 600,000 people died from COVID.
Yeah, well, they accounted that for about 11% of the fatalities. They also cited drug overdoses as a major cause.
Oh, without a doubt. So. But I mean, just you take into account, I mean, we unfortunately know those drug overdoses are we have a problem with that right now. The COVID thing was on nobody's radar until a year ago.
My in-laws and my parents, they're both still alive. They're all four are over 80. So genetically speaking, I should make it to
You're 80. Doing good.
But, dude, that's just a long time.
It is a long time. You're right.
And as my dad told me when he was 74, I was fine last year, but I'm telling you, everything's falling apart now.
Oh, well, everybody says that. You hear that at like 30 or when you turn 35 or whatever age, 40 even. It's like, oh, everything's falling apart now. Like,
I can't remember.
Can't eat anything that I used to.
Some comedian brought up, he said, that's true, though. I'm 36 years old. I can't eat the things I used to. It drives me nuts.
Yeah. I never had heartburn when I was a kid.
No.
I could eat a pizza at midnight, go right to bed.
Exactly.
I can't eat a pizza at 5 in the afternoon and go to bed.
No, you're right. I can't even eat a piece of pizza and go to bed because I'm going to get that heartburn.
Yeah.
Or like if I have a glass of milk, there's a solid chance I'm going to feel a little queasy later because of the dairy. And I'm like, oh, man, like this is awful. I hate this.
Yeah, I never had to like prop my pillows up.
Yeah.
So I could sleep knowing, well, I ate the pizza at like 6, so I'm going to have to prop these pillows up.
When you were 16, you like your alarm goes off or something, you just throw yourself out of bed and go. Now it's a whole process. Oh, okay, I got to turn. You sit on the edge of the bed for a minute. You wait for everything to kind of get its own energy to it.
Hey, it gets worse.
You're like, okay, here we go.
For me, it's not just that. It's like, okay, who am I and what am I doing in this room?
And there's a woman here.
Why am I awake?
Do I know her?
And what day is it? What is it?
I did that in my 20s, too, but it was a different.
Yeah, that was the hangover.
Yeah, that was a good way to wake up.
Yeah, that's one of the few things I noticed. The hangover is a little tougher to
They get
to
worse
take care of.
As you
yeah.
get older.
But I've also learned more how to prevent that from happening.
Drink less.
Well, or more water. Pop a couple
that
total.
Does help. Actually, eat something, kind of, you know, drink some water. It's prep work.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You
like you learn that area where you're supposed to. I mean, I still forget what I'm drinking. I have the thing where I'm drinking where, like, if I drink one, I'm like, yeah, sure, let's have 50 more. I don't care. Like, keep going until I'm good, you know, until everybody's going home or I need to be taken home immediately. One of those two things is usually going to happen if I start drinking. So I still do that, but I've always think to drink a little more water. And
I envy you. I haven't had a night like that in so long.
Oh, trust me. I mean, I'm 29 weeks pregnant. Me too.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's been longer than 29 weeks too. I mean, I stopped. I just haven't done that in a long time because I learned that I'm just bad with the. I feel like crap later, and it's getting worse. And even with the prep work, I'm like, nope,
nothing's worth the hangover anymore.
What's become worse to me is realizing the things that I said that night or did the night.
Oh.
Like those come back, and those bother me more now than they did when I was, you know, 21.
Did you try to wrestle somebody?
Oh, constantly. That's like one of my favorite things to do.
Constantly.
Yeah. For some reason, I just think that would be the most hilarious thing when I'm drunk. If I would just run up and just knock that waitress down and, you know, wrestle her on the floor, wouldn't that be so funny? Like, no, you're going to get arrested and kicked out of this place. Like, don't do that. What are you thinking?
Oh, man.
All right. Well, finally, in the news, this video is going viral. It's a guy, I don't know, inebriated or just a jerk, one of the two. He's outside of his mom's home. He is yelling at his mom, assuming that she's watching on the Ring camera from her vacation.
All right, Mom, you got me, all right? I'm busted. What are you going to do? Blah, 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 blah. Ooh, you got these fancy Ring cameras. And you got me on video. I know. You're sitting there in your fancy chair at the Nassau Bahamas, and you're, ooh, we got him now, Mike. Ooh, we got him. But I tell you one thing, Mom. You ain't as clever as you think, all right? Because you ain't got me. Because I'm going to get in this house, and I'm going to put the air on 62.
Oh.
And then you're not going to do anything because you're in the Bahamas.
Yeah, not exactly clear what's going on.
Well, what's going on is you're not allowed to live in my house anymore because of who you are or who you've become.
Yes.
And he's trying to find a way in because Mama's got air conditioning and I don't.
I'm going to put your house on 62.
Yeah.
I love that that's how he's going to get back.
I know, because you're in the Bahamas.
I'm going to turn on every light in the house. Yeah. I'm going to open the fridge and stare at it.
Hey, as long as he doesn't break stuff up. I mean, all right, I got to pay a little more for the electric. But
You say that, but us knowing you, Rod, if that electric bill comes and it's much higher, you're going to be furious.
Yeah, you might not hear from him ever again.
Yeah.
Around here today, I'd be cool with it being 62 in my house. Mostly sunny skies, highs into the 80s, so not as bad as it has been. Wow. North winds 10 to 13 miles per hour. Clear tonight, 69 is your low. And then sunny again tomorrow with a high in the mid-80s. Right now, we're at 76 degrees, and I am Shelley for Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.